Will you pray with me? Glorious God, on this holy night, we ask that you would visit us again. May your word shine in our hearts. May it come alive for us again. And may we feel your presence ever near. In Christ we pray. Amen. One of the things I love about Christmas is the stories we tell. And my guess is that many of us have our own family Christmas stories. There are stories from our own childhood, many of us. In my young years, my now 93-year-old father and my mother would allow us to get up very early in the morning on Christmas. And after we opened our stockings from Santa, they would bring in a coffee cake with one candle on it, and we would sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. There are stories we love at Christmas. Some of them are stories about our own children. Like when my now 24-year-old daughter was three and we were living in Portland, Oregon. That Christmas Eve, I was up on the chancel leading the children's talk with lots of children all around. I was sitting on a stool and Annie stood right by me, glued to my side, and it just felt wonderful. And then afterwards, my husband whispered to me, "You know, she was standing with her finger in her nose the whole time." My friend Tom R.'s favorite family story is one he tells on himself. One Christmas time, while their kids were still little, Tom woke up in the middle of the night, startled. He says, "There was a noise. I heard it again. Someone was in our house. I got out of bed. The noise was in the kitchen, but I was having trouble hearing it over the pounding of my heart. I dialed 911. 911, what is your emergency?" I gave her my address. And just as she was telling me that help was on the way, I told her that I could see the intruder. The intruder? The intruder was named Skippy. My kids had brought home the resident hamster from preschool. They volunteered to keep Skippy and his nocturnal self for the holidays, but had anybody bothered to tell Dad? So there I am in my own kitchen with 911 on the line, terrified of Skippy, the hamster who's home for the holidays. That is a Christmas story keeper. My guess is we all have Christmas stories. Some of them worth passing along from generation to generation. Stories that tell us who we are and what really matters. And what Christmas in the end really means. Of course, popular culture has its own favorite stories too. A highlight from my own childhood was Peanuts, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which impossibly celebrated its 50th anniversary this year. And of course, this month it seems like Star Wars Christmas. Honestly, I just saw a Facebook post that read, "Long ago, in a Galilee far, far away." Star Wars is everywhere. Tie-ins with CoverGirl ads, Chrysler Fiat, Subway sandwiches, Hewlett-Packard and Duracell batteries. Apparently, it's not just the baby Jesus who wakes. The Force awakens, too. But in the middle of this season, this Christmas season, the world has its own stories to tell, doesn't it? This year, sadly, the dominant story we've been hearing around this world has been one of darkness and terror. one of a drumbeat of dread. With the rise of ISIS in Syria, with its ghastly videos designed to stoke fear, with the flood of refugees into Europe and the series of random attacks in Paris, and then this month, it was just earlier this very month that the terror came near to us in the deadly rampage in San Bernardino. The fallout in our country has been escalating fear. Fear of foreigners, fear of Muslims, fear of strangers, fear of the unknown. It hasn't helped that many, including a few noted politicians, have been intent on fanning the flames. The number one story dominating this Christmas season, it's fear. The dominant story has been fear. In fairness, it is easy to understand why. There are real enemies in our world. And on top of that, there are very real problems in our country, like guns and governance, and in our state, like the budget impasse that seems never to end. And for some of us, there are even very real invaders in our homes. Not robbers, per se, like Tom feared, but other invaders, like life-threatening illnesses, or children who are facing scary, scary challenges, or marriages that are fraught with tension, or financial strains that terrify us. Fear makes a gripping story. But fear in its grip can choke the life out of us if we let it. Even Star Wars gets it right. Luke Skywalker's old mentor, Yoda, reminds him that fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. He's right. Fear is the path to the dark side. But the dark side is not where God wants us to end up. Isn't that why we're all here tonight, this Christmas Eve? Don't we gather here to remind ourselves that the dark side is not the end of the story, that fear is not the story that need dominate our lives? We're here to tell a different story, a story that begins and ends, "Fear not." Like Yoda reminding Luke Skywalker, the angel reminds Mary and Joseph, "Fear not." The angel reminds the shepherds, "Fear not." The angel reminds us, "Fear not. Fear not, for a child has been born to us. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Fear not, for the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Sometimes I wonder whether that's part of the reason why a Charlie Brown's Christmas has endured as long as it has, not just because the Peanuts characters are cute, but because it tells the story so well. I love that Charlie Brown constantly asks what the true meaning of Christmas is. He's ignored by Snoopy, who's busy decorating his doghouse. He's ignored by the kids in the pageant, all the kids who are dancing their lives away. He's ignored, of course, by Lucy, who ignores everybody. Finally, Charlie Brown screams out in frustration, "Can't anybody Tell me the true meaning of Christmas. Which is when Linus steps up. Linus, who's always clinging to his dusty, well-worn security blanket. Linus takes center stage and begins to tell the story. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And then an amazing thing happens. When Linus gets to the point where the angels say to the shepherds, "Fear not, fear not," Linus drops his blanket. I'll tell you, after 50 years of watching Linus tell this story, this year was the first year someone told me that Linus drops his blanket, the first time that I noticed that as Linus tells himself, tells the world, "Fear not," he drops his security blanket. And it makes me wonder, maybe tonight it's possible for us to make that part of our story too. To let go of our well-worn, dusty security blankets, however they appear in our lives. And let the good news of God's presence sink in. To let go of our often told, storied insecurities and trust the angel's promise. To let go of our gripping fear and trust instead God's word to us tonight. Fear not. Fear not. Don't get me wrong. The darkness is real. And there are reasons to fear. But the light that comes in the darkness, it's enough to help us find our way. It's enough to help us hope again. It's enough to light our path. So today, and tomorrow, and the next day, while the world keeps telling the story of fear, which it will, we get to tell a different story. We get to tell a story that says God is with us still, that God hasn't forgotten the world God so loves. Tonight, we get to tell a different story. A story that says that all the powers wanting to wrest control over our lives aren't nearly as powerful as the disarming power of God's love and tenderness and grace. We tell a different story. A story that says a humble woman and a faithful man who yield to the will of God can turn the world upside down. And a child born in the midst of us can save us still. The world will keep telling the story of fear, but we get to tell a different story. A story that says, yes, the darkness of fear is real. But that's not the end of the story. Because there's a light that shines in that darkness. There's a light still that shines in that darkness that the darkness can never, ever overcome.